Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. It's good to be passionate about anything you do, anything. It shows that you really care. But unfortunately, when that passion sometimes leads to moronic behavior, then we have ourselves a big-time problem. And that moronic behavior I'm talking about was on full display up in the Bronx this past Saturday at Yankee Stadium when some fans of the Yankees acted like complete morons. Complete. In a word, their behavior was a disgrace. So like I said, listen up because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And folks, look, I was on vacation this past week. I was actually on a cruise with my family having a grand old time. I come up from the pool and I click on. Unfortunately, we couldn't get, you know, you're in the middle of the ocean someplace. So you don't know what kind of satellite feed you're going to get. But lo and behold, I was able to get ESPN. And there I am watching Yankee Stadium on a look like a beautiful sunny day. Yanks playing the Cleveland Indians. And I'm not going to say I couldn't believe what I was seeing, because I've seen that far too many times in my years from being a fan, covering sports, and it still continues. Fans acting like morons. As I said, moronic behavior, imbecilic, idiotic. It's terrible. It's disgraceful. And we've seen it far too many times. And believe me, I am not condemning all Yankee fans here. Don't read into it. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. But some are morons, just like some fans in every ballpark in this country are morons. That's right. And you ditto that for arenas too. It just takes a couple, but a couple is too much. It should not be tolerated. I've seen it far too many times. And when we see it, we're always quick to point fingers. Look at how those fans in that city behave. Look at how those fans in that city behave. I'm telling you, it's time all fans of all teams look in the mirror and see how some of their own fans put themselves on display. Again, this is by no means a condemnation of Yankee fans, because Yankee fans, from my knowledge, the vast majority have been great. But it only takes a couple to spoil things for everybody. To get a label of people being morons. And should you not know what I'm talking about, the Yankees were, for some reason, the Yankees were playing the Cleveland Guardians this past week, this past Saturday up in the Bronx. I'm not going to give you the play-by-play. Balls hit the left field. Young outfielder Stephen Kwan, with two out, almost made a fantastic game-saving catch. Instead, he crashed face-first into the wall, cut himself, banged himself up. That was part of it. While he bangs himself up, he's down, he's down, crumpled, getting attention, medical attention. And while he's down, fans there in left field are mocking the guy, making fun of the guy. What could be funny of somebody smashing his face into a wall? Because I can tell you right now, boy, can you imagine what would happen if an Aaron Judge or anybody smashed their faces into a wall, let's say in Fenway or any other stadium, and fans were mocking? What we would be saying, what Yankee fans would be saying about those fans, what the New York media would be saying about those fans? You know how it would go. So it was ugly. So the center fielder for the Guardians, what the heck was his name? Miles Straw, he was climbing the fence. He wasn't climbing the fence to get into a fight. He was climbing a fence to holler, to look, and say, what are you, morons? Give a guy a break. Now, you might want to say, well, you know, Ross, climbing a fence is not the smart thing to do. It could only escalate. And to a point, you're right. But you could see that Straw wasn't going to fight. But I'll agree with that. And then there was right fielder Oscar Mercado there. Okay. So after things get settled there, play continues. Gleyber Torres subsequently hits a game-winning hit, gets a game-winning hit, and fans start throwing beer cans and garbage. Players were almost hit. One player, I think, caught one with his glove. An umpire got hit with an object in the back. I mean, it was dangerous. I'm not talking about one or two pieces. I'm talking about a bunch of stuff being thrown out on the field. Yet it was so bad that Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, you know, had to come out, talk to the fans and say, hey, you know, let's all calm it down. Well, you know what? It's disgraceful, and I've seen that in every park. You know, we've seen it in parks. We've seen fans, when you win something in championships and knocking down lampposts. I don't understand that behavior. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. And trust me, I was growing up and not just growing up, being a passionate as a fan. Anybody who's followed my career knows I'm passionate about my work. You can hear it in my podcast. You can have watched it on my broadcast. I'm passionate about my work. But passion cannot lead to idiocy. And passion cannot be mistaken for being something else. Or I should say, idiocy should not be mistaken for passion, because that's bullshit. That's a cop-out. Don't give me, but we want to give the and we want to give the fans something to care about. Fans really care. They're passionate. You know, what is anybody supposed to say? What's an owner supposed to say about his fans? What's a manager supposed to say about the fans, his fans? What is a player supposed to say about the fans of his team? What are you going to say? These fans are morons. I don't want him here. You can't say that, because that just lights the fuse. But you should be able to say that. And the reason, it just, listen, it happened to be the Yankees in the city where I work. Yankee Stadium. It could have been Citi Field. It could have been Dodger Stadium. It could have been Fenway Park. It could have been in Houston. Any place. San Francisco. Any place. Pick every stadium in the country, every arena in the country. This can happen any place. Look, go across the pond. Have you ever witnessed the moronic, absolute moronic, idiotic behavior by hooligans at a soccer match? But right now, let's just stick with what I'm talking about. Don't give me this crap. Don't give me this shit. It's fans being passionate. That is nonsense. There is nothing passionate about mocking somebody when they're injured. Nothing. There's nothing passionate about throwing stuff at somebody on a field. That's not passion. That's idiocy. Really? And I don't think it should be taken lightly. And language, listen, I've been to games, you know, my daughters are grown women now with their own families. But as kids, you know, I took them to games, lots of games, baseball, basketball. And I'm telling you, time and time again, I heard some of the most vile language from people in the stands. Not everybody. Just takes a couple. Why is that allowed? Who acts like that? You know, I think I said this to you before. I have never booed growing up. Nothing. I never booed my own team. Was I ever disappointed? Oh, broke my heart plenty of times, but never booed. Because to me, when you boo your own team, it's just Russ's behavior, my rule. You boo your own team when somebody doesn't give a shit. When you boo your own team when somebody doesn't try. Or your own player displays idiotic, moronic behavior. Yeah, players can do that too. No one is exempt from what I'm talking about right now. No one is exempt. But when people act in a way, I mean, I've heard language at ballparks that, I'm from the street, folks, and I've heard language from ballparks that make you blush. That make you blush. I don't understand. Never did. Never did. Now, you've heard it several times when people would say, yeah, but is this guy tough enough to play in New York, or is that guy tough enough to play here? And I understand that. And not everybody is, unfortunately, because you got to be mentally tough enough to handle it. Let me tell you, I used to admire Reggie Miller when he played with the Indiana Pacers. He was public enemy number one in Madison Square Garden when they would come in, the Pacers would come in to play the Knicks. And let me tell you, the vile shit that he had to listen to was unbelievable. But Reggie turned it up all the way. It just ignited him more because he had the thick enough skin to withstand it. I mean, some of the vile name calling is disgusting. But mocking people when they're injured, throwing stuff on a field. Listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. When people be, not only should they be thrown out of stadiums and not allowed back, they should be charged. That behavior is not acceptable. You're in a place, people are there, families are there. I don't have to listen to your crap. I don't have to be subjected to your moronic behavior. Don't tell me, you know, what is a player, like as I said before, what's somebody supposed to say about their fans? You know, they were asking like Aaron Judge, and you know, after the incident. What are people supposed to say? Other fans, other players. What are they supposed to say? Well, they're going to say, well, you know, our fans are passionate. But, you know, to this credit, they all said, you know, you can't have that. But that's not just passion. That's not passion. That's idiocy. And you can never use the excuse that it is passion. It's not passion. Like I said when I opened, it's good to care about what you do. It's really good to care about what you do, about anything, whether it's schoolwork, whether it's, you know, your job, whether, I don't care if you push a mop, you speak into a microphone, you're a high-powered executive, you're a Scrabino ball player, you're a great ball player. I don't care. It's great to show passion for what you do. But when you act like an idiot, there's no excuse for that. No excuse, none whatsoever to act like that. It boggles my mind that we see this time and time again. Now, listen, you might say, well, Russ, sometimes fans have to be subjected to poor behavior by players. Amen to that. I agree. And that shouldn't happen. But those players are fine. I'll give you an example. You people have heard me time and time and time again say how much I dislike on the Brooklyn Nets Kyrie Irving. Immense. I always said I'd rather lose without him than win with him. Okay? And Kyrie Irving flipped somebody the finger in Boston during the playoffs that's going on, flipped them the middle finger, and Kyrie was hit with a $50,000 fine. Understandable. Now, I will say this, and again, I'm not sticking up for Kyrie Irving because I don't like the guy. However, what did that fan say? And it wasn't a fan from way up in the cheap seats. It's somebody from down below. What did the fan say? And some of the stuff that the fans say, seated courtside or right near the field, it's disgraceful. So if a player should be fine, why can't a fan be subjected to the same kind of rules for moronic behavior and get your ass thrown out of the arena or out of the stadium? Why can't that be? I just never understand that. Never could, never can, never will. That's not, to say it's improper is almost embarrassing to say. Do I have to let you know that it's improper to act like that? You go sit in arena. Go sit in an arena. Go sit at a ballpark. And the F-bombs drop like it's ABCs. Like it's nursery rhymes. F-bombs after F-bombs. The bleacher creatures in right field. We once went up to do a story about the bleacher creatures in right field. And gals walking by. Nice looking gal. Guys are hollering, hey, show us your tits. Ha ha, people are laughing. That's not good behavior. Now, I am not, and that was way back when, God knows how many years ago, it had to be 20 years ago. Now, I wasn't going to do anything about that story because, number one, I didn't have it on camera. My cameraman didn't have it. Number two, I didn't want it to be a condemnation of all the people, all the quote-unquote bleacher creatures there at Yankee Stadium. But that's, folks, this shit's got to stop. And it's not going to stop because it's going to go on and on and on. It never does. I'm just saying, this behavior is disgraceful. It should never, ever happen. But it always will happen. I you know, If that's all you have to do as a fan to come to a ballpark and act like that and to mock somebody being hurt and throw shit on the field, what is wrong with you? You want players to be held to a higher standard. We hear that all the time. This person's a public person. You should be held to a higher standard. I get that. I do. But I believe being held to a higher standard means looking in the mirror first. Look at yourselves in the mirror first and see how you behave. And look to your left and look to your right. How do your friends behave? How do the people you're surrounded with behave? Is it ha, 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 they're funny because they're flipping the finger to fans or to players? Or are the fans, fellow fans? How many people at a stadium who are wearing the wrong hat or the wrong jersey get mocked by people instead? It's terrible. It's terrible. But that's the way it is. As I said, and I'll say it again to close things up here, don't ever use idiocy as an excuse for passion. Does not work that way. Does not work that way. Passion is one thing. Being an idiot is altogether something else. And what we got to see this past weekend at the Yankee Stadium was pure idiocy. Moronic behavior. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do it on Twitter, as always, at Russ Salzburg. You can do it on Facebook. You can also check out my website at russsalzburg.com. Big time thank yous, as always, to my home here at Bleav.com, because as I've told you many times, folks, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I want to thank all of you, the people out there, because without all of you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzburg, saying to each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. And if you go into a ball game, remember, it's a ball game. Behave yourselves. Respect the people you're around. Respect the people you're watching. And you know what? Above all, respect yourself.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.